Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the AEW Rampage Preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Sidgwick from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of AEW Rampage. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review AEW Rampage, but also AEW Dynamite, Raw, SmackDown, NXT 2.0, pay-per-views. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week, complete with a bloody quiz, of course, on WrestleCulture. As I said, though, joined by Michael Sidgwick to look ahead to AEW Rampage tonight. And you know what that means. After a week off, it's back, the Rampage rap, with rhymes so tight you can't help but clap. Lucha Bros and FTR, they'll meet her. This feud's hot like a spicy fajita. Will Wheeler Yuta feel Cole's boom? And can Soho take Rosa's bloom? Let's be honest, we don't give a fuck. Because tonight's the night about the debut of Hook.
Two Pabs. One complaint. I actually did a rap last week.
Ah.
Thanks for supporting the content, you part-timer.
Right, well, disregarding that, do you want to tell us what you've been doing for the last 24 hours here at What Culture Towers?
Well, my hand is killing me. Would you like to know why my hand is withering away?
Normally it's your back from supporting these podcasts and yeah, carrying them. Yeah. But yes, why is it your hand this week?
My hand hurts. Because I've been signing, and in honour of Hook's debut, I will use Taz's favourite word, a plethora of Becoming All Elite, the Rise of AEW books, pallets, boxes upon boxes of which arrived in the office yesterday afternoon. So, yeah, realistically, I've just been going ham on some paper.
Yes, so if you have ordered them, hopefully they'll be heading out to you in the coming days and weeks. And you can still order them right now, whatculture.bigcartel.com.
If you order now, then we have to prioritize and shift out the previous pre-orders.
Yeah.
We've done everything we can in the office, myself, Cleary, who edited the book, Phil Chambers, who lovingly designed the cover, and someone who might not even want to have their name read out on a podcast, but someone who's come in to really do the admin. So that's been really appreciated. We've done everything in our end. Blame the bloody posters.
Yes. You will get it at some point.
Yes, you'll get it at some point. It's here. All the boxes were here. It was an absolute thrill. So, if you want it, we have to prioritize the pre-orders in terms of Christmas deliveries, but we'll do our best. If you order it, then, you know, we'll get it at some bloody point.
Exactly. Right, let's talk. Hook, his in-ring AEW debut is tonight. He's facing Fuego del Sol. And a little confession from myself and Michael Sidgwick. Normally, we come into these deliberately blind. We don't like any spoilers when it comes to Rampage, when it's taped, obviously, immediately after Dynamite.
Before you panic, this is not a result spoiler.
No. But spoiler alert, Hook looks fucking awesome.
Yes, if you don't want to know anything,
haven't watched the match.
If you like Frank Costanza and you like to go in fresh, then skip the next 2 minutes. Frank Costanza and Taz are a lot alike as well.
I feel like Frank Costanza definitely said yam bags at some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
But regardless, the brief clips we've seen from people sharing just his entrance, I mean, that's all I've seen on social media and what have you.
Fast forward 2 minutes if you don't want to know now, right? But this is no spoilers of the result. We could probably guess how it's going to go. It's a debut.
And he's facing Fuego Nelson.
Yes, absolutely.
Come on.
So he comes out with simply Hook written on the Tron. The guy is a bad boy GQ model in terms of how handsome he is and the specific type of handsome.
What did Amy call him in the office? He looks like a SoundCloud rapper.
A SoundCloud rapper. Brilliant. Yes, absolutely. She said, because we were saying, right, and you know, this is preview content as well. What is it about Hook that captivates us all? This is a man who's never really spoken. This is a man who's never wrestled outside of one gorgeous overhead suplex. He's become a meme, but it's not like he's not a figure of fun. I think people are just genuinely drawn to this incredibly handsome young man who's got a very brooding demeanor. And a lot of reports have surfaced saying like they've been drilling this kid. He's pretty damn good already. He's got Prodigy written all over him.
You feel like, you know, regardless or not whether he's Taz's son, with Taz looking over his shoulder, he ain't going to let him cut any corners.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So he's eminently shaggable. And he's the kind of cool presence in pro wrestling that we've kind of sorely missed.
Mm.
You can tell from various tributes and various, like, the Too Sweet movement and all the rest of it, you can tell this generation of wrestlers, at their heart, are wrestling fans. So it kind of removes the mystique for you in a small, pretty insignificant way, but, you know, to a degree. Hook has none of that.
Mm.
He just looks like this brooding young killer of a kid who's incredibly handsome and could theoretically do anything, and he just wants to be a wrestler. So the entrance comes out, fight shorts, knee pads, brooding demeanor. He just looks like he's there to mess somebody up and not really give too much of a damn about hurting somebody in the process. He lounges over the ring post as if to say, yep, get on with the introductions. I'm bored already. This is a formality. That's just how tough and how hard I am. So that's the extent we know. He just gets a huge pub because people are captivated by Hook. Obviously, it's New York and the natives will be behind him, given, you know, where his dad's from and where he is, in fact, from. As for his ring style, I've heard various reports, and yes, we've covered on this podcast, when people go there, they're absolutely well within their rights to have, frankly, the best goddamn time of their life. I can't wait to go to an AEW show someday. Yeah. And there's maybe a suggestion that when they go, this is a match of the air candidate, and it's shocking because you go in and go, oh yeah, that's 4.25. Where's my 5?
Mm.
It's like, I never feel disappointed, but you do feel like the mythology of a taped Rampage match can sometimes undo the broadcast. I've read so many accounts that don't worry about Hook, lads. He's class. He's really, really good. So I'm just buzzing for this. It feels somehow like an event. As for his ring style, if you can tell by his name, which if you're unfamiliar, not only is it a reference to his dad's, where he was billed from, Red Hook section of New York, a hooker. It's like a synonym of a shooter. So the idea that in league with his fight shorts, I suspect he's going to have a very sort of shoot style based offense, submission based, very much suplex based, as you'd expect. So I'm expecting like a really believable, like ass kicking from some really cool young dude, and I can't wait.
I'm so excited to watch this. In the words of Adam Nicholas, I think he's going to chuck Fuego del Sol around like an empty tracksuit. He's going to have the Taz mission in his arsenal yet? Or do you think that's too close to the bone, maybe?
I mean, it's one of those where it's like, we were discussing Hook. We've discussed Hook for several months, maybe even a full year at this point. And one of our things was, oh, imagine if he came out of War Machine. Now we're thinking, no, because think about this kid's like, what, 21? He said he's early 20s at least.
Yeah.
The idea that he'd be listening to 70s rock music, just why would he?
Mm.
Like, he's going to, in fact, he doesn't come out to that. He comes out to something that's probably too cool for me to listen to.
Indeed.
I like Rumours by Fleetwood Mac and the entire Beatles back catalogue. Those are two of my favourite albums. As for the Taz mission, like, the good thing about Taz being this really bellicose, belligerent guy, really entertaining in the process, is that he hates it when people wear orange. He's had a go at T-Bar for asking for the Taz mission on Twitter. He went, DM me, brother. This is unprofessional. He's very protective over every element of his act. So if, in fact, Hook does it, it'll put him over. And it can be, like, the best version of that move because Taz has taught him the art of applying it correctly.
Yeah, exactly. We'll circle back to Hook towards the end of this podcast.
We've got a conversation for you. I know we've done Hook, right, but stick around because we've got a hell of a conversation planned for you.
A debate, almost. Yeah. Amazing that we've gone straight to that on a show that features a tag team title match. It is Lucha Bros versus FTR for the AEW tag titles. Shame this isn't 2 out of 3 falls, but it makes a lot of sense now with all the matches we've already got advertised on this show. How do you see this one playing out? Because obviously you've gone back and forth a lot between these two tag teams.
Yes, I expect FTR to lose because it feels like they are heading towards... Then again, this is what's so good about AEW's booking, right? It's been made abundantly clear that Jurassic Express are next in line for the titles once this dispute is finished. Christian Cage has told the audience this, and in the process, he's kind of alluded to the fact that I'm going to cheat on your behalf, and that's going to cause a fallout. They could credibly go up against either team, which is why they are the best number one contenders. They think about this so much. They've got the best number one contenders because, one, FTR versus Jurassic Express, they had a pandemic match which ruled. Jurassic Express and Lucha Brothers had a match on a very early Rampage that was incredible.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Absolutely incredible. They can have another match with a really fellow exciting babyface team, and it would be just as good as that, if not better. They can go up against the heel team. So they're sometimes AEW's booking, because you want it to be long-term, sometimes you can kind of go, he beats him, and then... And it's fine, but you want a little bit of spice at some point, and this gives you the spice, so I could see it going either way. If I'm honest, I expect Lucha Brothers to win. It's a bit short into the title reign. We know that AEW likes to book lengthy title reigns to further establish the prestige of the titles. My only worry, not about the booking and where it goes, is how little time they'll have on this card. I'm not expecting... There's two other matches I'm expecting to go really short. I'm worried about the time this will go. And honestly, I think every FTR versus Lucha Bros match, despite having moments of excellence, like them doing their Southern-style chicanery and cut-off with Phoenix in particular, is so great, because when he explodes and makes that comeback,
yeah,
it's just like a perfect update of the Southern style. But they've got weird chemistry issues where certain things feel disjointed in a way that's hard to articulate. On the happier side of things, they've had plenty of time to work together to get develop like muscle memory and chemistry. So realistically, these are going to be bad opponents for each other forever if they can't nail it tonight, because if you look at their respective abilities, it's... People love the all-out match. I'm being the grump here. The full gear match. I'm being the grump here. So tell me to piss off. But for me, I want a perfect match. I expect a perfect match between two teams of this calibre.
Main event?
Certainly.
Yeah. I don't know. I keep booking FTR to win these tag titles, so I'm going to stick with what I've said before. I think we might see a title change here, but like you say, don't really mind so long as Jurassic Express are next, and maybe this draws a bit of a line under these two going back and forth with each other.
Yeah,
you know, we were meant to have that last week, and then we had all the issues with Phoenix and Pac taking his place, and then he got blinded, you know, and all the usual stuff. Yeah. So I think, regardless of who emerges victorious here, I think this has got to be the final showdown between these two.
Yes, absolutely. It's ran its course.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Let's talk Adam Cole, Wheeler Yuta. This is a show often that we talk about with three matches on it. As you alluded to earlier, there's four on this one. You see this one being relatively brief, I suppose, further developing the storyline that we're anticipating. Obviously, great to see, you know, Trent back.
Yeah.
But Cole and Orange Cassidy is where they're seemingly heading.
Yeah, I think they're heading towards two matches. One, like a three-on-three match between the Super Click.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even get Cutler involved. And some permutation of best friends. This match is going to be a building block towards it. I think it's going to go short. Wheeler Yuta has been established as a guy who gets beat really easily, which is weird. I think it speaks to how crowded this roster is. It's a conversation that we don't really want to have, but it's in front of us. I think Wheeler Yuta is the kind of guy wherein if this roster wasn't so cramped and they hadn't somehow managed to convince Danielson and Punk to sign, he'd be getting like 8-minute showcases because he's one for the future. But given just how bloated everything is, he gets beat very, very easily when he's got more to offer. I'm expecting this to be short. I'm expecting this to be like just sort of a precursor to an angle. So they're going to do a 3-on-3 or a 4-on-4 leading to Cole versus Cassidy. The only thing I quite like about Adam Cole doing another singles match is that it kind of complicates and makes more interesting the title picture between Cole. Danielson's going to presumably lose a shot. So that kind of takes him out of the rankings or out of contention.
Yeah.
So that leaves as the biggest winning singles guys, Punk, MJF, and Adam Cole. And I love how they're all potential candidates for Hangman Page. So I like the idea of Cole racking up an incredibly short, filler, predictable win purely for how it might impact the big picture.
Do you think he drops a reference here to Orange Cassidy, whether it be a lackadaisical pin, maybe with a slight thumb up foot on the chest?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. He could be a right arsehole about beating Wheeler here.
Or, I mean, I suppose he sets him up for the, I keep forgetting what it's bloody called, the last shot, feel the boom or whatever
Lower
it is.
Lower the boom.
Lower the boom, thank you. That's his song I'm thinking about. Sets him up for that. He's down on his knees. He's out. And then he does the really lazy kicks and then goes, right, now I'm going to knee him as hard as I can in the back of the head. Something like that, I think, is what's required here.
Or he could do the Cassidy shtick, and that's how you give Wheeler a bit of shine so he doesn't look completely like a jobber, because I kind of think of him as a jobber. I know he's not. I've watched several of his like independent breakthrough matches. So, yeah, I'll give him a bit of shine, but 4 minutes at best, I think.
We've also got another random six-woman tag. I can see why they're doing this. Ruby Soho, Nyla Rose, obviously facing each other.
Just a reminder for my sausages. I'm making toad in the hall at the weekend, and there's a specific butcher I use for my sausages.
Ah.
You've had a Dixon's sausage?
Yes, I think I have, actually.
I love a Dixon's sausage. I'm a bit of a food snob, right? Except when it comes to sausages. I'm mad about those sausages. The cheaper the sausage, the better.
Yeah.
Right, it's one of those, there's no in-between. Either you get a really cheap sausage, right? Or you go to, like, a fancy kind of hotel bed and breakfast and you get an expensive sausage and it's really nice. The in-between, just try too hard.
Yeah, I know when they faff about and chuck loads of veg and stuff in there. Like,
oh, God, I know. They miss the point of the joy of a sausage. Either you use the absolute best meat and effectively mince and encase it, or you process the life out of it and it's got this kind of cheap appealing quality. If you go anywhere in the middle with a sausage, taste the difference.
Ugh.
Tastes of ass.
Anyway, we're getting another random six-woman tag tonight. As I said, it makes sense in terms of Ruby Soho.
Setting
Nyla
another
Rose.
Alarm for the sausages. It's okay. Very important I get these sausages.
Nyla Rose, Ruby Soho will be facing off in the TBS Championship Tournament, but they did another one of those. Oh, interrupted. Oh, here's Penelope Ford and the Bunny and Ruby Soho, more like Ruby Solo, and then Tay Conti and Anna Jo. It must continue, this never-ending feud between those four. Having said that, Ruby Soho versus Nyla Rose is a match I can't wait for in the championship tournament, and I suppose this is an element of a sneak peek for it, but you feel that the Bunny and Penelope Ford are probably in this match to take the fall.
Yes, it's all searingly predictable. And I'm excited for the teasers of Nyla Rose versus Ruby Soho. I think if you stack up her year, Nyla Rose might be one of the most underrated works of the year. She had a banger with Ryo Mizunami. Mm-hmm. She had a banger with Britt Baker in the women's title eliminator that they did, that had the Japanese bracket as well.
Twitter game is unbelievable.
Twitter game is incredible. She had a great match with Shida not too long ago.
Yeah.
So I am fully in support of them doing loads more with Nyla Rose. So I'm happy to watch her, even in a match that just feels like it's New Japan Road 2 undercard stuff.
Exactly.
Inoffensive. If you're not expected to emotionally invest in it too much, it's the sort of thing where, because it's women in it, and the women's division is what it is, it feels a little bit more galling than it would if it was blokes in the match. Mm.
Ruby Soho's team to win, though?
I think neither Rose's team is going to win, because I expect Rose to win the one that can.
Soho to go. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. I haven't considered that. Finally, quite possibly the hardest question I've ever asked you regarding AEW now. We teased it a little bit earlier on. You know, you're a huge fan of this promotion. Obviously, you wrote an entire bloody book about it. WhatCulture.BigCartel.com. But Michael Sidgwick, who is the number one absolute piece in AEW, in honour of Hook's in-ring debut, of course?
Hook is certainly up there.
He's a contender, isn't he?
He's got model good looks.
The hair.
The hair's incredible. He's got that brooding, mysterious... What's he thinking?
Not on Twitter. Oh.
Not on social media. He's a mystery. He's a very handsome young lad. Honourable mentions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. CM Punk is a handsome bloke. Very handsome. He's got the same kind of edge to him as well. Informed by his actual history as a mad shagger as well. He's an extremely handsome bloke in the bad boy mold.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you go after one more of mine. Under the radar, handsome. Cash Wheeler.
Yeah.
He's an incredibly handsome guy. He's just got this stout physique. He'd look after you. He looked after Bret Hart, didn't he? Remember that?
Yeah.
Incredible stuff from Cash Wheeler. He's got a very 80s-inspired haircut. I'm all about the 80s. I just love that cultural decade. So I'm a fan of his entire act as a result, his theme, his gear, and his hair. And he's just got this handsome quality where, as much as he's a heel, he hasn't got that same kind of... Dax Harwood could not have been any other human being than Dax Harwood. If you look at his face,
he
was like... fated to be the man that he is. I think Cash Wheeler's got a heart of gold in there somewhere.
Some honourable mentions from my side. We saw him the other week. Jose. Where's he been hiding that? Unbelievable.
Like that bod.
Oh. Where's that come from? Anthony Ogogo. We're biased, but...
You got a hunk face.
Yeah. Speaking of which, got to mention the guy who has the... tightest tits in the game! Ethan Page. And Scorpio Sky.
Yeah, Scorpio Sky's fit as well. Cody Rhodes is a handsome fella.
Yeah.
Square-jawed, clean cut. Maybe that's why people resent him, because they're incel virgins.
Andrade. I mean, I remember that pick when, I think either we were saying he's gone from WWE or he already had left. And there was that pick of him strutting down the street and we were like, imagine letting this guy go. Know. But this...
Kenny Omega's a handsome guy.
Kenny Omega. Hangman Page.
Adam Cole. Yeah, who's low-key, like, never gets talked about in shit. Matt Jackson.
Yeah.
Bryan Danielson's a handsome guy.
Max Caster.
Bowens.
Bowens.
Bowens is the fitter. Sorry, Max. You know the Buzz B promo, PWG, Danielson in London?
Yeah, we talked about that on the news earlier.
Danielson has got the Indie Lad 2000s haircut to end all Indie Lad haircut 2000s. Well, I think classically handsome... is Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for him, he's such a dick that he can't help ruin that really good bone structure with his smugness.
Mm. And then there are two obvious standouts that we haven't mentioned yet. One of whom's in action tonight. Another one who's possibly going to be on commentary tonight as well.
Taz.
Let's not forget Taz. Ricky Starks and Adam Cole.
Oh, yeah, Ricky Stark's incredibly handsome. There are so many handsome dudes working for that organization.
You had to pick one.
The most handsome.
The absolute peace right now.
Oh, man.
Ted, it was the hardest question I've ever going to ask you.
Oh. I've never been a fan of slicked back hair CM Punk, you know.
Okay.
When he shaved it.
Hmm.
I reckon, but he's not. See, he's got hair. So, Cash Wheeler.
Cash Wheeler.
Cash Wheeler.
I'm going to be basic bitch. I think I have to say Adam Cole. I know the reason why you haven't picked Adam Cole.
There's another one.
Oh.
Adam Cole is the spitting double of my old next door neighbor.
Really?
Johnny True. He's a handsome bugger as well, like. But it's just like, how can't he be? He lived next door to us.
I feel like this conversation is going to run and run. Going to be responses to this will be hook memes, sausage chat, and who's the number one absolute piece in AEW.
Absolutely.
We'll do a Twitter poll. Yeah. Top three, if you had to put a Twitter poll out. I feel like I have to go Hook, Starks, Cole. As much as I love Andrade.
Hook, Punk, Wheeler.
Okay.
A go-go is like up there as well.
Comorato, a bit of rough as well.
Nah.
Well, let us know your thoughts. You can talk about the wrestling side of things as well if you want on Twitter. At WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, you can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Sidgwick at
M. Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. As I said, you can order Sidge's brilliant new book all about AEW, Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW right now. WhatCulture.BigCartel.com. There's a whole host of other things on there as well. But for now, this has been the AEW Rampage preview. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, our SmackDown preview is available right now. And our review of this show will be available on Monday. But as I said, for now, my thanks to Michael Sidgwick. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy Hook tonight, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.